Is CNN the new SNL? By Moore Flynn on October 7, 2009. Many have long awaited the day when Saturday Night Live and the late-night talk shows would stop stumping for Obama and start conjuring up a little satire aimed at our not-so-new president. The writing team at SNL no doubt amused many of their viewers with a spoof of President Obama that was surprisingly biting and pretty funny. YouTube HBJ Lee Zikuno Link. But this sketch itself was not nearly as interesting and darkly entertaining to this political junkie as the CNN coverage. No joke, the CNN coverage of this comedy bit. Q Wolf Blitzer. Now visualize the red alert box on the bottom of the screen reading, "New developments." President Obama has done nothing, nada, checking facts in SNL president spoof. Now that is comedy gold. YouTube 07xdcxvciano link. As James Taranto points out in the Wall Street Journal Online, fact-checking a comedy sketch is a bizarre exercise in itself. PolitiFact does not appear to have done the same for past SNL sketches spoofing Republican politicians like George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Sarah Palin. In fact, CNN reports that Adair, in the network's words, says the sketch won't resonate with the audience as much as Tina Fey's Palin send-up. Did I miss a meeting? When did venerable news organizations start fact-checking comedy shows? Look out, South Park. On the plus side, maybe the MSM will move on toward fact-checking actual news stories, Acorn Scandal, anyone? But when you've stopped laughing at the sketch and or the absurd news coverage, take a breath and a victory lap. Either this is yet another example of the left taking itself much too seriously, or else this is what fear looks like. Who's got the last laugh?